Then in paragraphs, so this will be your introductory paragraph, right? Your intro paragraph. That's going to end up being your first paragraph, but not right now. Then paragraphs 2, 3, and 4 are going to be the body. And that's where you're going to talk about your causes, your what it is, the causes, the treatments, the, what else did we have in there? Symptoms.
What is a watermark?
A watermark is something that shows up behind. You don't need anything like that. It's like an image or a word behind, like it might say draft or confidential, or it might be a business logo, something like that. All right, and then of course the last thing is your closing paragraph or your summary. And this is where you tell them what you told them. Your reader, your audience. Look at me for a second. So in your introductory paragraph, you're going to tell your audience what you're going to tell them. I'm going to tell you about measles. Okay? Then in the next body paragraphs, I'm going to tell them about me. This is where you tell them all about your topic. And then at the end summary paragraph, this is where you sum up what you told them. It is, exactly. Yep. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to tell you, and then I'm going to tell you what I told you. Okay?
How do you make your
page in the middle? That
was so weird. How I did what? You put your page in the middle. You put your page here. It
was weird. Oh. Like this, I did this one right here, and then you can drag it around.
No, I mean like the page inside of here, like inside the, you move this, like this to the middle.
Oh,
it's so weird. Like, how did you do that?
It might be that one.
How did you do that?
I went to view, and I did one page. But if you want to look at it, like, exactly how it looks, you'll want to work there.
That's okay. Big.
And then if you don't like how big that is, you can do 100%. Okay. All right. So there's different views. Are you getting some research done? Hey, that's coming along. Good deal. Is it working for you now?
Yes.
Okay, so we don't... So that's just backup? We don't need it anymore?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to close it. But it's there if we need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about whatever.
You can put whatever title you have or want. It just has to make logical sense with your topic.
To get into, and that's not my email.
Oh, okay. Yep. Give it a name first. If you're starting working in Word, give it a name and a location right now, because if you give it a name and a location, the computer can often retrieve things, because the computer automatically saves like every 10 minutes. So at best, you'll lose 10 minutes of work. But if you work for 2 hours and never save it and the power goes out, your paper is often irretrievable. You can't get it back. So give it a name and a location right now. And of course, I want your disease name and your name in the title of it. So in my example, mine would be Mrs. Nesbitt Measles or something like that. Yes. I think you've pressed enter a whole bunch of times.
Yes, see that.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. So when you press all that empty stuff, so here's what the easiest way.
And delete.
And delete.
Okay.
All right. So give it a name and a location. File save as Mrs. Nesbitt on the shared drive. And, of course, you need to start finding a place to shut down. Make sure you've saved everything. Make sure you save everything. Make sure you save everything. Control S.